No fucking kinks! I love you all! Thank you for being here on this very special night with us. Get home safely, everybody, and have a wonderful fucking night! You guys, fucking killed it, as always. No, don't glaze me like that. I literally can't do any of this without you fucking wonderful people. Come here, give me a hug. Fuck, we really got this crowd going wild. No, we already did our encore. But listen, I do want to have a quick huddle. Let's go to the green room. This is the end of the tour. It's been a fucking dream. I literally couldn't have asked for a better experience. Well, except when that one dude puked on me in Louisiana. But now we have something to look forward to, right? We need to spread our message fucking everywhere. And you know why? Because this is what resistance looks like. No one wants to hear that their comfy ivory tower is going to come toppling down by the people they extort day in, day out, right? Damn fucking right. So, this is going to sound a little drastic, but you know how I roll. I'm going to go away for a bit. Yeah, you heard me right. Here's the thing. Every fucking single time that I sit down to write, it doesn't flow out of me like it should. The shit that I'm fucking writing is dull. There is no soul behind it. I need to get some real time alone. Nothing against you guys at all. You know that. I just need to go away and find exactly what the people need to hear. I won't be gone for long. I'm thinking a few months. Yeah, I already found this place. It's a little town. It does have a sick fucking forest surrounding all of it, so it's very secluded, but I think it'll be cool. I'll text you all the address when it's final. Yep, after I take off, I will be offline. You know me so well. No computers, no phones, just me and the fucking trees. Bark against my back and totally recharging my juices. I'm so happy you guys understand. I love you all. Now, since you all know what's going on, let's get fucking wasted. Maybe I shouldn't have gotten rid of my phone. I wish I could snap some pictures to send back to the guys. This place is fucking weird. Glad I got a furnished place, though. The pictures did not fucking look like this. Fuck it! I already paid for this place for a few months. Not like I need to make any friends with these preppy dweebs anyway. No fully stocked fridge with a fully furnished condo. What could I have possibly been thinking? Well, before anything happens, might as well get some food. Time to walk to the local market. Ah. the weather is so fucking nice here. Well, complimentary to this too perfect neighborhood. I stick out like a sore thumb. Everyone's in there, I guess. 50s reminiscent dresses, pinup hairstyles, and fucking slacks. Gross. It doesn't matter, though. I'm not here to make any friends. I'm not bothered by all these cookie-cutter plebs staring at me. To be honest, it's not that dissimilar to looks I would get back in town. But for some reason, my punk rock aesthetic rubs people the wrong way, no matter where I am. Fuck them all. Just more fuel to add to my flame. Ew, more gross. Everything here looks like it's straight out of Isle of Lucy. No. I can manage around myself. Thanks. Sure. Ugh, please. Does it look like I want to be spoken to? I need everything from scratch, so I better get started. Shit! Fuck, I'm sorry, I didn't even see you. Yeah, I'm new here. Literally just got here about, like, 30 minutes ago. From where? That doesn't concern you. This slicked-back-haired loafer-wearing motherfucker better back off. You see, well, just being nice to me is leaving me the fuck alone. Sorry I bumped into you, but I'm not going to stand here and play 20 questions with you. Respectfully. Ugh. I think I'm going to have to wear a walking sign being here. Only communicate unless I'm bleeding all over the sidewalk. If only shit was that fucking easy. Fuck, I wonder if they have any hair dye. It's a fucking stretch. I don't think these plebs would carry electric lime green so I can touch up my roots. Just as I thought. Only blonde, strawberry blonde, platinum blonde, and light brunette. I could fucking vomit. Oh my god. Seriously? Can no one not get the fucking message I'm not here to socialize? No, lady. Probably not the type of hairdo you're thinking of. See this? This head of long hair isn't going to see any bleach unless I'm going bright pink again. She's so annoying. Why does everyone all assume I'm just a suck up like the rest of them? Leave me alone. Oh, you do. Does she do hair like mine? So I thought. Please, if I need help or recommendations here, I'll let you know if I ever see you again. Until then, I'm rocking my own style. My name? See, why would that sort of thing matter? Nothing I'm saying is deterring these fucking robots. Sandra? Great. Well, here's the deal, Sandra. Leave me the fuck alone. I just got here for personal reasons, and I would like you to pass this little message along to all of your little hive mind friends that I don't want to be spoken to. I don't want to be acknowledged. I don't want anything to do with you or this weird fucking place that I obviously don't belong in. Got it? I've got a lot of energy. That's all she has to say to that? I'm not a violent person, but I could bash her skull in right about now. Have a fantastic day. Uh, books. Why am I compelled to continue this conversation? It's my fucking fault for being such a big, stupid fucking book nerd. I didn't see that there was a local bookstore on the map. Where is it? Well, actually, come to think of it, I'm sure you probably don't have the shit I like to stick my nose in. Can I make custom orders, though? Great. I don't have any technology with me, so it's nice to know that. Book club, please. Does it look like I want to talk to a room full of people? Thanks for the info card, I guess. I won't be visiting, just to let you know. Don't want to get your hopes up. God, at least my condo is so close to the forest. Beeline to and from. These fucking people won't leave me alone. I'm just going to be a ghost here and lay low. No one is going to get under my skin. Just remember why I came here. Focus. Holy shit, it's already 10 a.m. I must have been really fucking tired. Doesn't matter. Seems really beautiful outside. Let's finally find a fucking spot and get started. Okay, weird. Does anyone go to work in this town? Families, women, children, just walking around like it's the fucking 4th of July. You know what? Whatever. Not my problem. It's so fucking nice here. Oh, fuck yeah. This is the perfect place to write. Okay. Nature. Okay. Do your thing. Nature. Vibrate through my ass and give me inspiration. I'm ready. All right. Well, how about I just start writing? Something will come to me. Fuck the system. Curling around like parasitic worms. Go back to the dirt. Where you belong. Stop. Stop. Fuck. This is shit. Fuck. It's all right. It's my first day trying to tap in. It will come to me. Damn it. I just need to give myself some fucking grace. Seriously? The sun was fucking shining 2 seconds ago. Well, I could see what the fuck they have going on in that bookstore. 21 Citizen Lane. Oh, that's literally the next street over. Fuck yeah. Looks like it's pretty empty in there. Finally. Uh, Hi. I don't need any help. Thanks. Or, actually, hold on. Can you order books to be delivered here? I'm not sure if you carry anything that I'd actually like. Oh, thanks. First decent person I met here. Probably nice since they're going to be the only person I'm going to be talking to here. Just what I fucking thought. Cookbooks. Nuclear family hand guide. How to keep your working husband happy. What the fuck? Fuck all of that. Fuck. Oh my fucking God. Sandra, you scared the shit out of me. What the hell are you doing here? Oh, setting up? I guess I didn't even look at the time on the card. What book are you even reading? Oh my gosh. Really? Fictional murder mystery? This might actually be interesting. You know what? Fuck it. Give me a copy. How far along are you? 10 weeks? No, I meant about the book. Fucking moron. Oh, got it. I can probably catch up before people even walk in. I'll just sit over here and read up. Thanks, I guess. I can maybe, hopefully, get some inspiration from this murder novel. I should have brought my own shit with me, but whatever. I just hope they get wrapped up in discussing, hopefully, the shit in the book rather than stare at me. Or worse, ask me more fucking questions. Alright, chapter 1. Brainwashing starts with isolation. The gentleman looked unassuming, standing in his rain-soaked coat and tattered used shoes. To onlookers, he looked like he was at ease, waiting for a friend to pick him up, perhaps after a long night at the bar, but at ease was far from the case. Terrified and afraid, the song of the knife against her neck was amplified with the thud of her heart, in cadence with her plea and desperation. It's been far too long since he'd done this, and it's all rushing back with a natural instinct. Please, she said as, hi? Oh, about to get started? I hardly registered that there was a bunch of fucking women around me. Some of them, huh? They're fucking beautiful, despite all the fucking housewife cosplay. Their bodies are so fucking unreal. Their tits? Okay. Sandra isn't necessarily the model of dress code. So many low-cut dresses. This is so fucking weird. Makes sense why they're horny for murder mysteries. Oh yeah, I caught up. Actually, it's my first time, so I'll just take a back seat, all right? The second I see that, all eyes on me. Introductions. Yeah. I got here not too long ago. I'm just here for inspiration. See, I'm in a band. I write songs. That's pretty much it. Next, kid? Alright, so there's no way I'm going to have a child, and I'm not planning on it anytime soon. If they think that they're going to pin me down with these stupid fucking questions, I'll just keep giving them the cold fucking truth. Guys, seriously, don't waste your time. I don't have a husband. Okay, Sandra can't take a fucking hint. And same for these other fucking bimbos. Why does it matter how tidy my place is? I'm here for the book. Please, don't let me interrupt your conversation. Finally. Seems like the only way they actually hear me is if I'm sickly sweet to them, like they are with me. Time to be a bug on the wall. What the? Oh. Oogling over a weird alien shit. Honestly, checks out. How did they even pop those things out without worrying about paying for it? So gross. Ugh, but I wish that little fucker would stop crying. Thank you, ladies, for the invite. I'll be back next week? I don't know. Maybe. But bye. This place is a mind fuck. I need to relax. I brought my candles with me, thankfully. I'll just light them in my condo. It's just time to get comfy, wind down, and make a solid game plan. No more weird fucking book clubs. But I'll probably actually finish this book. That reminds me. I need to make a list for the bookshop, dude. Fuck. Oh, think. It's you. I didn't realize that you were my neighbor. I actually didn't catch your name. Oh, nice. To be honest, how do you stand being in this town? I've only been here for 48 hours and I want to blow my fucking brains out. Makes sense. You seem like the only normal-ish person here. Look, I don't want to waste your time, but expect to see me again. I'm going to write a list of books for you to order, all right? Great. Have a good afternoon. I can't stop thinking about him. Not only is he nice and normal, but he's kind of fucking hot. Stop! I'm not here to be distracted. But it does feel nice to talk to someone I can actually relate to here. It doesn't matter. If I see him, I see him. If I don't, I don't. Time to get to writing. Fuck, why don't I fucking think these things through? Ground's all wet and I didn't bring a fucking blanket. No soggy ass today, please. You know what? I'll just write at home. Open the windows and just look at the forest. That's something, right? Oh, hey, it's nice to run into you again. Oh, yeah, I'm trying to catch a good time to sit in the forest and write, but I literally have no phone or computer, so it's hard to anticipate the weather. Oh, I guess that does sound a bit extreme. Well, I am in a band. I also write a lot of our songs, and I was coming up with shit the past few months, so I needed to do something drastic. Yeah, that's right, like this. But hey, if you have a second, do you mind if I ask you a couple questions? Sure, I'd love to come inside. Nice place. You live here alone? Wow. You don't have all of those robot freaks asking you, where's your wife? Where are your babies? Why aren't you impregnating someone as we speak? Sorry. I didn't mean to go off the rails for a second, but I've literally been bottling this all up since I've got here. So, why are you here? Family. So this is your hometown and you never felt compelled to get out? Interesting. So then, how do you put up with all this fucking weird shit? You just get used to it. I will never get used to a place full of people like that. No disrespect to your family. You think I've already seen them? Well, the town is pretty small. Wait, that was your dad? That fucking asshole in the market my first date here? I guess that makes sense. I'm literally the only one that looks like this in a 100-mile radius. What did he say about me? That I was nice? I'm pretty sure I told him off, but I guess that tactic can only get you so far here. Well, when you see him again, tell him I'm sorry. And that I still don't want to be spoken to, though. That's all I got for you, then. I'm going to get into my writing groove indoors, so. Let you know if I need anything. I guess you do belong in this town. Finally, I'm getting somewhere. Nothing like being here. And finally being able to feel like I belong. I think I got some great verses down for now. I'm going to go back and cook some food. Oh shit, I finally got some mail. What the fuck is this? A local ad? You'll never be happy unless you get married and have babies. This has to be a fucking joke. Someone has to be fucking pranking me. Trash. Oh my god! Fucking finally! Oh my god. Sounds like they're doing so well. Oh, wow. Of course he'd do something like that. Fucking idiot. Fuck. Sounds like it's business as usual over there. I fucking miss them so much. I should have just kept my damn fucking phone on me. No, I need to get away from all that. But still. Oh my god, well, why didn't I think of that earlier? I wonder if he's even home. Hey. Hey, I was wondering if I can ask you to help me with something. My friends just wrote me, and I am feeling kind of homesick. Can I use your phone to call them? Oh my God, thank you. Seriously, thank you. Thank you so much. use it for as long as I need. You have to stop being so overly, weirdly nice. All right, I'll give it right back. Thank you. Come on, bitch. Answer this strange number that's trying to fucking FaceTime you. Oh my God. Thank you for finally fucking answering. Yeah, this is my neighbor's phone. He let me use it to call you. Yes, I said he. He's cool, but like, really in a strange way cool. Like, seriously, I could probably spit in his face and he would ask me if I'm doing okay. But that's why I wanted to talk. There is some weird shit going on around here. I don't want to keep his phone away from him, so I'll just give you the spark notes. Ready? This entire town looks nuclear. Like, in a gross way. 50s era type shit. The men and women, same thing. Like, I think they would implode if they knew I kissed a few girls. but fuck, they keep asking me when I'm going to have kids, why I don't have a husband. Have you tried going blonde? You would look so gorgeous in a hideous fucking knee-length skirt and a matching hair scarf. It's fucking insane. And get this. I got this in the mail today. You'll never be happy unless you get married and have fucking babies. This is a local fucking ad. I swear to you, I'm in a cult fucking town, and the only thing that seems to work is being nice to them. Nothing online said anything about this. I swear to God, if you stop getting constant communication from me, call fucking someone. Look, seriously, if I thought I was actually in some real trouble, then I would leave, but it is so fucking weird. However, it did make me think of the next theme for our next album. You ready? My body, my rights. No one gets to dictate what goes in my ass or the type of shit that comes out. The message will be spread to the masses. but hey, before we go, there is something I do find concerning. I'm going to put the phone down so you see. Yes, yes, this requires me to strip. Notice anything? Yeah! I literally woke up like this the other morning. Like, what the fuck? My tits are fucking huge. They've grown at least, like, 3 more sizes. My bras don't fucking fit. My waist? Where the fuck is it? And my ass? My skin? Yeah, it looks like I secretly got a whole body procedure. And get this, I haven't done anything different. I've made my favorite meals. All I do is walk everywhere. Honestly, I'm doing less activity than we were on tour. I mean, I'm sure, I guess it's a cool thing, but I miss my small tits. It has to be the fucking water. Or something. I don't want to look like everybody fucking else here. Thank you so much. I don't have anyone else to talk to about this. This whole thing has been so weird, and honestly, it makes my heart so fucking happy to see you.
Yeah, tell him to put a fucking sock in it if he doesn't want to get punched in the face again.
But I'm gonna just try to get back to it and just stick with letters for now. But if there is a weird emergency, I'll call you. Yeah, save this number. Love you. Bye. That actually made me feel so much better. Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Oh, what am I going to be up to right now? Just more writing, I guess. What's up? The gym? I haven't been to the gym in fucking years. I never really needed to. Oh, you're going right now? Fuck it. You know what? Fuck it. Sure, I'll go with you. I'll be right back. I didn't even know they had a fucking gym here. Figures, I guess. That might explain why everybody looks like fucking Abercrombie and Fitch models. It'll be nice to get to know my neighbor a little bit more, I guess. I'm actually curious how he is outside of his front door and the bookstore counter. All right, I'm ready. Yeah, lead the way. He's... No, I did not come here to be distracted. But I should do things like this more often. Especially if I'm going to be here for the next few months. Huh? Oh, sorry, I tend to space out when I'm thinking really hard. What am I thinking about? You'd like to know, What is this? You like my look. That is seriously the first time anyone has said anything remotely like that. And it sounds like he meant it genuinely. Fuck is this guy's problem? Well, I wish I could say the same. Why do you all insist on slacks and iron dress shirts? Might as well have a fucking billboard sign saying, I have a huge stick up my ass. You get used to it? Sounds like you've had experience with converting people to your cult before. I'm fucking joking. You'll catch me dead before I wear anything. Like that. Nice big gin. This town has it all, doesn't it? Makes sense, I guess. But you really have to go somewhere else, though. Aren't you worried about settling down here and never experiencing anything else? Dude, I would fucking die. What? That's the whole point? Oh, he can keep going on for thousands of years, I can tell. Family, community, everyone helps everyone. Sure, sounds nice, but at the cost of my autonomy? That's not my cup of tea. Fair, fair. Well, how about this? Since you and I are so hard-headed, if, and I mean if, I ever wanted to stay here, get knocked up and have 5 babies, and be barefoot in the kitchen pregnant, I'll knock on your door. Ew! Gross, gross, gross! Don't take that fucking seriously! Well, I guess you don't have anyone who speaks 99% in sarcasm. I'm kidding, okay? And don't get any ideas. You are literally my only friend here, so I don't want that to change. Got it? Good. Now,
clearly you don't work out that much.
Oh, he does. I should probably stop joking with him like this, though.
It's time for someone to actually show you the ropes. Watch this.
Ever see somebody bench press a PVC pipe like this?
Oh, really?
He could bench press me?
Ugh, God.
All right then, show off. Show me.
No, not me, you fucking weirdo.
Ugh, this is going to be a problem.
Wonder what my fucking neighbor wants.
Oh, Sandra, I didn't expect you to be here.
What's up?
I mean, yeah, I did finish the book. A while ago, actually.
Final discussions on the book?
Fuck. I have to admit, that does sound pretty fun.
Who the fuck am I?
Yeah, I'll come. I just need to put on my boots.
Oh, him and I?
What the fuck? Are these people spying on us?
We're friends.
Listen, I can't explain why you are all so obsessed with me and what I do with my body, but I made it explicitly clear with him. And honestly, that's all I'm going to say about it.
We'd make a good couple.
Ugh, the last thing I want is to be fucking tied down.
Sandra, I meant it. I'm done talking about it.
Oh, fuck. I forgot about this little fucking shit.
Hi, everyone.
It'll be fucking rude if I just abruptly left after just walking in.
I'll just try to tune it out.
Oh, yeah, I'm good. You guys start yet? Oh, great.
Do I what?
No, I haven't said hello to the infant.
I don't think you want me to.
Fuck. They're not going to take no for an answer. Make it quick.
Hi. I don't know what to say to babies.
Fine. Hey, kid. You're cute, I guess, and I hope you have a nice life.
No, please. I don't want to hold the baby.
Fuck. I hate them so fucking much.
Look, if I drop this thing, I'm so...
Yeah, I guess so. It probably thinks I'm a toy. My hair is bright fucking green, so I'm pretty sure it's never seen anything like me before.
Ugh, I hate that I actually think this thing is adorable.
I'm going to be fucking sick.
Yeah, you guys have a good night. Guess I'll catch you next week.
They've roped me in with another good fucking book choice. And their takes aren't actually that bad, surprisingly. God damn it. Maybe. Fuck. I should take a vacation from this vacation. I need to go to a fucking mosh or something.
Hey, sorry to bother you so late. Can I come in and use your phone?
Thank you.
Yeah, I actually just came back from the book club.
Ugh, that's the thing. I'm going to be straight up honest with you. I need to leave.
No, not permanently. I just need to spend a couple days out of this town. Clear my head. I would like to, please, use your phone to find an Uber, find an Airbnb, and a really good fucking heavy metal show.
Thanks.
Oh, fuck. There doesn't seem to be anything by this weekend. Damn it.
What the fuck is this deal?
You know I'm only here for a few months, right? It's not going to be the end of the world when I leave. Listen, when I leave, how about you take a mini vacation? Come back to town with me.
Yeah, take a peek on how I live. It might open your narrow-minded vision on life.
Yes, 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 I mean it. Now, I don't know about you, but I think we're great friends.
Definitely circumstantial, but friends either way.
So, that means, to a certain extent, I care about you, jerk. Come here.
Yes! Big bear friendship hug.
Be suffocated by my 10,000 ton anaconda squeeze.
Well, yeah, I tried. There's no way.
Oh, you think you could do better?
Sure. I'd like to see you.
Fuck.
You made your point.
You're fucking asshole.
But you know it's super crazy. I think you're totally being deprogrammed by me.
Yeah. Okay, for instance, you keep up with my jokes. You, do shit like that.
And all of that is starting to make you an actually super cool guy.
Yeah, I mean it.
Why don't you think I mean it?
I'm very serious. I'm actually super serious.
What do you think now? Think I'm messing around now? Straddling you on your couch, whispering in your ear. I wouldn't do this just to anyone.
Yeah, all of my friends get this treatment. So you should feel extremely lucky.
Fuck. You feel really good underneath me.
Am I on birth control?
Yeah.
Why?
Fuck. I already knew it, but hearing him say it is
sure. I'll do anything you want. I'll stop taking birth control. We will fuck until you come deep inside of me. And we'll do it over and over and over and
here until I have a cute little baby for you. Fuck it. Yes, that's what I want.
What the fuck? There's no fucking way I just had that gross, wet dream about that.
Oh, no. Fuck. No. I am so fucking wet from that. God fucking damn it.
That fucking baby from last night. This place is fucking with me. I can't believe that even my dream self would say some stupid fucking shit like that. What the fuck? What happened to me? Where the fuck are my tattoos? My hair? Are you fucking kidding me? This is not fucking normal.
Just calm down, just calm down. It's okay.
Just relax. Well, I haven't seen myself without tattoos in years. Honestly, it's kind of interesting to see, especially with this fucking rack. And fuck the blonde hair, I guess. I'll just completely dye it puke orange or something. Whatever. If anything, I just have a new slate for new and better tattoos. Whatever fucking weird shit is happening here, it's not going to scare me. Take it as a good thing. Write my album. Then fucking leave. I'm fucking blocked again. I was on such a roll. Let's see. Never kneel down to your oppressors. Bring the fucking fists up to their faces and show them that they're true disgraces. Well, maybe there's a better way to write that. How would I want to put that? Fuck. I don't know. I don't fucking know anymore. What's the fucking point? I can't do this anymore. I should just give up. I can't write anything. I haven't been able to, really, this entire time. And I fucked up all of my notes. I'll go to the fucking shopping plaza and get a new one. Stop crying. I've got this under control. It's all going to be.
All the stationary shit has to be around here somewhere. Oh, Xandra. Hey, yeah, good to see you too. Do you know where the... yeah. Honestly, it's kind of a big surprise to me too. Oh, you like it, huh? Well, I'm sure you do. Anyways, I'm just looking for a new... Oh, new dresses? Yeah, sure. I'll go with you. I'm pretty sure you don't have anything I'd like, but I'll still check it out with you. Oh, wow. I mean, yeah, it's a cute dress, but it's not my style. She won't let up until I try it on. All right. I'll, see if it fits. I came here for a new fucking notebook. What? Why am I doing this? And this dress... This dress is not going to fit, especially with my new... Oh. Huh. Wow. Yeah, it fits. Sure. You don't have to gush that hard. Although, I'm... surprised too. Beautiful, elegant. Really? There was never been a time I've been called elegant. I guess I agree. It's not like anything I've ever seen myself in. What did you just say? Sandra, come the fuck on. You have to be fucking kidding me. Okay, look, thank you for showing me this boutique and this dress, but I'm not going to be starting a family here. And as a matter of fact, I think I've had enough of it here. All of you. Shoving down all of this patriarchy submissive wife shit? I'm not going to lose myself here and throw my entire life away. Ugh, what the fuck was I thinking? How can I possibly think that any of this is fucking normal? It's this fucking place. I haven't done anything I really wanted in this town. I should have fucking left the first fucking day. I can't believe I let myself stay here for so long. Ugh. Home, home. Please be fucking home. Ugh. Thank fucking God. Yeah, what happened to me? Great fucking question. I don't fucking know. Nor do I want to stay here and find out. I'm leaving. Can I use your phone to get an Uber and a plane ticket? Thank you. Listen, I know. I don't want to leave this so soon either, but there has been too many unexplainable things that have happened to me. There isn't any way that I could stay here. Look, listen, you're cool. Yes, I said you're cool. I would invite you to come with me, honestly, but I don't know how involved you are in all of this. What do I mean? Oh, come on. You have to know.
Why wouldn't you know? This is too fucking weird to be so, like, how you are right now. Don't fucking tell me to calm down. Listen, you don't want me to actually lose it. By some fucking miracle, I still have a sliver of composure. I just have to go, okay? Uber is on the way. Thank fuck. There he fucking goes, asking me how he can help. This is all part of it, isn't it? You being so fucking nice? It's all an act. You live in this fantasy world, while the real world is the exact fucking opposite. Grow the fuck up. Stop manipulating me with your empathy. What the fuck did you just say to me? Oh, so you want to be my therapist now? You think you're allowed to have a perspective on my life? You don't know anything about me or the outside world. How could you possibly have the balls to say, what if because I never met a guy with real empathy is the real reason why I'm angry at the world? What a fucking little, small-minded thing to say. Fuck this guy. I know why I'm angry at the world. People, men, think they have a grip on their reality and women's reality. 10 out of 10 times, a man will say that they have enough competency to rule over a woman when they don't have a single clue what that even fucking means. Or are you gonna stand there right in fucking front of me and tell me otherwise? I knew everything about you the moment I saw you. Hypocrites! Oh my. Come to my fucking city for one day. Please, 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 please. Just come with me and see how reality really is. Yes! I know you don't work for the next few days. I'll pay for fucking everything. Just come with me. Why? I'm proving a point, okay? I want you to see that I'm completely right and that you're completely wrong. There is nothing wrong with taking care of a family. There's nothing wrong with having kids. I see what you're trying to do here, but all of that is never how I'm going to live. I'm absolutely sure about that. Women want to be here, of course. That's just a reflection of their incompetence. Well, some people are just a lost cause, like you. What? Wife? You think I'd make a beautiful wife? Fuck. Fuck that. No, I can't. Nice fucking try. None of that interests me. Don't try to flatter me. Yeah, this is what I look like. More or less before I got tattoos and pierced myself and dyed my hair. It's called self-expression, motherfucker. Hiding? I wasn't hiding myself. Look, tattoos, my whole aesthetic or not, I'm the same person. I know I'm beautiful.
How could you possibly tell that was a lie?
You don't know anything about me. Don't fucking hug me. My face is so fucking red. Snot coming down my fucking face. I need to go. I need to pack. Yeah, my Uber has to be almost here right now. Please. Please let me go. I don't think I've ever cried in someone's arms like this. He's so strong, wrapped around me like this. He makes my skin tingle, my frame is vibrating, and not just from the crying. You don't have to do this. Hold me. Console me. I don't know why I'm acting like this. Fuck, I can't keep lying. You're right. I've never been treated this way. Not even with my closest friends. It's so easy to keep people at a distance. It's hard to think of anything more serious than that. Huh?
What if you want to do something like that with me?
What are you talking about? Come on. You don't mean that. Really? I can't believe this. You... Oh my God, this can't be happening. We can't be kissing like this. But you feel so good. Your lips. The way you wipe my tears away. How sweet and tender you connect us together.
What are you
straddling? Just like my fucking dream from last night. It's right here, in front of me. Exactly how my subconscious wanted it to be. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for showing me that
this is possible, that I actually want to do this with you. Fuck, the Uber. It's here. Do I? Cancel it. Cancel the ride. I want to be here with you right now. What do I want? I want you to see my body. Look at every inch of me. My big tits. My smooth skin. My round ass. And judge. You can't possibly want more unless you see everything. What? The least interesting thing about me? You are breaking my brain. You think I've always been beautiful? You are amazing. Touch me. Touch my body. Fuck. This is more than I imagined. This is so much more. Get handfuls of my fucking tits. Fuck. This is so good. This is so good. What do you want me to do? Tell me what you want me to do. Yes, I'm serious. I'll do anything you want. I want you to take me so fucking bad. Here. Now. I want you to do anything to me. Everything to me. I've never felt this good and confident with anyone else in my entire life. Take these off. Oh my God. What a dream. I'm going to wake up any second, am I? Your chest. Your arms. Your bulging cock. Right in front of me. I don't know what. Fuck. Oh my God. Oh my God. Your tongue flicking my clit and running up. And down my pussy. Fuck, 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 fuck. Thank you so much. Thank you. Keep eating out my little pussy like that. You're incredible. Don't fucking stop. This feels amazing. I can't keep it in. All I can do
is.
Come. I'm going to fucking come. My pussy tastes so good on your lips. Yes, of course. I've dreamt of your cock. I can't deny it. I need it. And I'll do anything for it. Fuck. You hit the back of my throat so easily. I can't help but salivate and gag all over it. But it feels so good. Making you feel good gives me ecstasy. I don't know how much I can take down my throat. We'll work on it. Will you make me a perfect throat fucking slut? Thank you. Huh? Just like in my dream. Yeah, I'm on birth control. Yes, of course I will. I want you to come wherever and wherever you want. I need your cock. You own my body. I need your cum. I want to have your fucking babies.
Fuck! Holy fuck!
You're amazing. Incredible. My skin feels hot and cold at the same time. Everywhere you touch me, I want you to touch me more.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Make me your slut. Your personal perfect slut.
You're fucking me so hard and deep. I've never been with anyone like you. I've never had an experience anything close to this.
I'll do anything you want. Anything. Not just while we're fucking, all of the fucking time. I trust you. I trust you so much. I want to be yours. Please, 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 please take me. Just like that.
Again. It's happening again. I can't help but come.
I'm going to. Fuck. You too? Please, please come deep inside of me. I want to feel your hot cum spurting out the tip of your cock onto the opening of my cervix. I'm hungry. I'm hungry
for it. Please, please, please give it to me.
Hey, babe. Yeah, I went out with Sandra and we went absolutely bonkers. I got this baby blue dress. Think it'll match my eyes? Thank you. You are too handsome. Oh, did I get so lucky? How was your day? Oh, again? You have to tell the shipment company that. Oh, of course. You're right. You're absolutely in control. And you need something to take your mind off it all, right? Oh, wait. Right there. What do you think about this blue dress? You do like it. I can tell. You got a certain look in your eye. And I know exactly what that means. You control me. Just by looking at me, I'm so drenched, leaking down my leg, waiting for your cock to pump me full of cum again. Baby, please take out your cock. Please let me please you. Dear bandmates, hugs and kisses from my little house. Goodness, it's about time I should be home by now. This may come as a shock, but I want you guys to take this seriously. I'm writing a farewell to the band. I'm living the good life, and my husband cares for all of my wants. And it's been a surprise how much that suits me. And the big news, well, probably the biggest news, is that I recently discovered I'm pregnant with our first baby. Waddling around barefoot with a belly full of life gives me a kind of peace I didn't know I was missing. And believe me, it's not just me who's thrilled. My partner is over the moon. There's something about watching your future kick from the inside that shifts all of your old priorities. That's why I'm writing. As much as I love what we built together, the songs, the tours, the long studio nights, I've realized I can't keep doing it all. My life is changing. I'm changing. And no matter how much I wish I could juggle motherhood and music, I know deep down that I have to step away. So, what can I do to make you all see reason? Maybe just this. I love you. I thank you.
And I'm letting go. All of my love and thanks.